On May 25th, George Harrison releases a new single on Apple. Sounding a lot like his friend Bob Dylan, it features some more of George's slide guitar. Then, on June 22nd, Apple releases George's new album, Living in the Material World. Though the LP was full of great performances, many people were turned off by its preaching.
Living in the material world, living
In June, Alan Klein sues John Lennon for $200,000, but John is too busy fighting the U.S. deportation orders to take much notice. On June 1st, Apple releases Live and Let Die by Wings. It was written for the James Bond film of the same title by Paul. George Martin helps him arrange and produce the session. The reggae section in the middle has to do with the location of the film, and it gave Paul a chance to prove again he could capture the feel as well as any non-Jamaican musician.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
In June, Yoko is quoted as saying, "People were offended when I married John. I think it would have been very different had I been an English girl." On July 10, 1973, John, George, and Ringo record together for the first time in 4 years when they do John's I'm the Greatest for the Ringo album. Paul and Linda did a track for the LP, but at a different session. In October, John and Yoko separate, and John moves to L.A. and spends a year there. On October 19th, Ringo releases a new single on Apple, taken from the Ringo album, produced by Richard Perry. The song, co-written with George Harrison, was a first-rate commercial single.
But all I've got is a photograph for now.
On November 9th, the Ringo album is released. This Richard Starkey LP was almost a Beatle reunion. It did have all four of them on the record. Along with the Fab Four, there were lots of other pop luminaries present on the different tracks. There was Billy Preston, Klaus Voormann, Mark Bolan, Steve Cropper, David Bromberg, Jim Keltner, Nicky Hopkins, Martha Reeves, Mary Clayton, Bobby Keys, and on this number, we have The Band performing a song written by George Harrison with Ringo. On November 16, 1973, Apple releases Mind Games, a new LP from John Lennon and the Plastic UFO No Band. Deliberately dropping politics and causes, John delved into the world of melody and poetry again, turning his head from the disastrous last album. The record, however, confused and dissatisfied the Lennon fanatics. The title track was originally called Make Love, Not War, but since the saying was such a cliché, John wrote the message in a more obscure way.
Playing the
The album was produced by John, and he's helped out on the record by Ken Asher on keyboards, David Spinoza on guitar, Gordon Edwards on bass, Jim Keltner on drums, Michael Brecker on sax, Sneaky Pete Kleinow on pedal steel guitar, and John as Dr. Winston O'Boogie and Los Paranoias on guitar, clavichord, and percussion. On December 7th, 1973, just in time for Christmas, Paul McCartney presents us with a great new album called Band on the Run. This new Apple recording began under very strained conditions for Paul.
Band on the Run was one of those which was going to be fully a Wings album. Mm-hmm. And we had Denny Seiwell and Henry McCulloch and Denny Lindrum herself. And what happened was they failed to turn up. We had a big kind of thing, and it was one of those numbers, and just they kind of said, I don't want to go to Lagos and record this album, man, sorry. And it was like I was left in the lurch the last minute. It was literally an hour before we were getting the plane to go on this trip to Africa to record.
So out of the problems came an excellent pop album. It features some fine arrangements, great melodic lines, good harmonies, and some fascinating rhythms originating from Paul's love of African drumming.
Thank you.
Jeff Emmerich, the engineer on Revolver, Sgt. Pepper, and Abbey Road, helps put together one of the best post-Beatle LPs. The title track sets the tone to the album.
I had a couple of bits of songs together. You know, I thought it should start off very kind of moody and quiet and sort of inside a cell. Was this fellow kind of just cursing things and just thinking, you know, what he'll do if he gets out. And there's a little bit there which you think is, you know, you call the kind of production bit, where there's a massive orchestra comes in just for a couple of bars, and that's the breakout. And then he gets out, and then it goes into the main song of Band on the Run, which is about these fellas, you know, rabbits on the run kind of business. And then is sought after by a multitudinous throng.
Out of all the material on the new album, Paul decided to release the track Jet as a single.
This next one's called Jet. It was originally written after a puppy.
In January, John asks the Queen for a royal pardon in connection with his 5-year-old drug conviction, so as to be free to travel to and from the U.S. Had John forgotten about returning the MBE? On May 25, 1974, it's announced that George Harrison had formed his own record label called Dark Horse, and that he had signed a worldwide distribution deal in Paris with A&M Records. George's first signing is Ravi Shankar. On July 17th, John is ordered by the Justice Department to leave the U.S. in 60 days. He hears the news in a cab and jokingly orders the cabbie to drive him to the airport to catch the next plane to Britain. On August 31st, John claims in the U.S. federal court that the Nixon administration tried to have him deported because they had heard he was one of the organizers of an anti-war demonstration at the Republican convention in San Diego in 1972. John also says that his phone was tapped for a long period. On September 20th, Dark Horse Records release Shankar, Family and Friends. On October 4th, 1974, Apple releases the LP Walls and Bridges by John Lennon. It's produced by John. The album cover's artwork was from drawings done when he was 11. John's desperate lyrics and vocal recall his first solo album. The track Going Down on Love seems to be about his broken relationship with Yoko.
Got to get
This catchy commercial piece from the LP was put out as a single. It featured the backup singing and keyboard work by an old friend who worked for the publisher Dick James in London when he delivered correspondence to and from the Beatles. In those days, he was known as Reggie, but these days, he's known as Elton.
And he just popped into New York on his way through and walked in the studio and said, "Hey, can I put some piano on that?" And I said, "Sure, you know, go ahead." So he runs in, plays piano, and then I said, "Look, while you're here, do you want to sing harmony?" He says, "Sure," and he sang the harmony, and that's on the single, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. And then he told me he was going to record Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds for a single. He asked me, would I go to Caribou and sing it with him? So I said, "Sure, you know, it'll be a pleasure." So I went down there and sang that, and that's the way it goes. And it's good fun, you know, because it people spark each other off, you know.
This piece from the album is probably one of John's loveliest melodies, and again, the number 9 appears in his work.
Thank you.
On October 12th, John tells the New Musical Express, "When we see each other, there's no tension. We get on fine. But I'm sure if we ever did anything, it wouldn't be until 1976, when the contract runs out. Together, we would sound exactly the same, only better, because we're all better now."